Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 13 to 18. Ecclesiastes 9, 13 to 18. Here is another bit of wisdom that has impressed me as I have watched the way our world works. There was a small town with only a few people, and a great king came with his army and besieged it. A poor wise man knew how to save the town, and so it was rescued. But afterward, no one thought to thank him. So even though wisdom is better than strength, those who are wise will be despised if they are poor. What they say will not be appreciated for long. Better to hear the quiet words of a wise person than the shouts of a foolish king. Better to have wisdom than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much that is good. My theme for reflection is when the janitor saves the city. When the janitor saves the city. If a filmmaker in Hollywood were to retell Ecclesiastes 9:13 to 18, the main character would probably be a powerful general with a dramatic soundtrack and a victorious army. But the teacher in Ecclesiastes presents a very different story. He describes a small city, vulnerable and under siege from a mighty king. Against all odds, the city is saved, not by soldiers or weapons, but by the wisdom of a poor man. His insight rescues everyone, yet once the danger passes, nobody remembers him. The problem is painfully modern. Our world prizes volume over virtue, platforms over prudence, and muscle over wisdom. The words of the wise heard in quiet are better than the shouting of a ruler among fools. But the shouting still trends. And as the teacher warns, one sinner destroys much good. Loud folly spreads fast, humble wisdom is overlooked and sometimes erased. How does God answer this? First, by reminding us that wisdom is his gift, not a peg of status. He delights to plant it in unlikely people, widows, janitors, immigrant grandmothers, bivocational pastors, so that deliverance cannot be credited to power brokers. Second, he redefines power at the cross. In Jesus, the wisdom of God, salvation arrives through self-giving love, not shock and awe. The Spirit then forms communities that learn to listen for the still, wise voice, to sift noise, and to act before cynicism sets in. Ecclesiastes presses the same cadence through the surrounding verses. Life is brief, so receive God's gift with gratitude. Walk wholeheartedly while you can. Don't worship technique. Time and chance still surprise the swift. And in uncertainty, keep sowing. The point is not resignation, but resilient, joyful faithfulness. The church's task, then, is to become a contrast society where quiet wisdom is noticed, heeded, and remembered. That begins with rightly ordered loves. As James K.A. Smith writes, "You are what you love." If we love applause, we will chase the ruler's shout. If we love God and neighbor, we will cultivate the slow habits that make room for wisdom, unhurried prayer, careful words, honest work, shared tables. Such communities become small cities that are hard to besiege. Grudge-free speech blocks the battering ram. Integrity disables the siege tower. And the poor wise sister is handed the microphone before the clever fool can empty the room. For today, this means refusing both despair and spectacle. Refuse despair. Your labor and listening are not wasted, even if you are forgotten by people. Nothing faithful is forgotten by God. Refuse spectacle. Do not confuse strength with truth or charisma with character. Ask, whose counsel bears the fruit of peace, purity, and mercy? And follow that path, even when it whispers. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, whose quiet wisdom have I ignored because it wasn't impressive? And what would repentance look like toward that person this week? Number two, where am I tempted to trust noise, speed, or strength more than the cruciform wisdom of Christ? And now our practical exercise. Cast your bread by seeking one overlooked person in your church or workplace or community for counsel on a real decision you face. Listen without defending, thank them, and act on one concrete insight they offer. Then pray for them by name. God of all wisdom, teach us to fear you and to keep your commands. Rescue us from the seduction of loud folly and tune our ears to the quiet words that save. Give us the humility to listen, the courage to act, the joy to receive, and to receive your daily gifts and the diligence to walk while it is day. Make our communities places where Christ's cross-shaped wisdom prevails, and keep us faithful even if we are forgotten, for you remember. Through Jesus Christ, our wisdom, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.